show. Hi, and welcome to Is This Thing On Podcast? Is This Thing On? It's a good start, isn't it? Is This Thing On Podcast? This is number 84. Getting very close to that 100, aren't we? I'll have some news about the 100th podcast next week, because I've got plans in the week. Anyway, you might be listening to this podcast for the very first time. You might be listening in Australia. There's an Australian website called Tracks, which I'll probably put a link up for later on. So if you're in Australia and you're listening to this for the first time, hello, how are you? Hope you're all right. I've got lots of independent music to play you from all over the world. From me here, I've got my daughter sitting next to me. Look at this awful, what magazine is this? Oh, pick me up, put me down. Right. Yeah, I wonder why. Right, this is Luca Ray. Listen to this. This is great. This is fire.
I'm Eric from Channel Eric. Streif, you're listening to Is This Thing On with Nick Tan.
And that was Luca Ray with Fire. It might be Lucas Ray. I think I've had this dilemma before last time I played the track, but never mind. Right, this is a track by a band called Cantaloupe, and it's called Chocolate. It's very funky, it's very good, and I'll be talking about it later on.
Hey, I guess we never know anymore where you go and why you feel you don't belong. There's something wrong. Hey, you never come around, and when you do, you make no sound. Baby, there's something going on.
Is This Thing On podcast.
See, how hard was that?
Very.
And that was Cantaloupe and a great track called Chocolate. I'll be talking about that. Well, not actually that track, but things to do with that track and things to do with other tracks that I've been sent later on. Anyway, in the meantime, a bit more music. This is a band called Fez. They're from Portsmouth. This is a track called Low Light.
I said believe it, and I'll rattle on, rattle on. It's nothing, nothing I don't know, so just leave it, and I'll rattle on, rattle on. I'm letting up, but that's fine. You've got your reasons, but they're not mine. Well, it's an excuse when you say life is too short. You're afraid to lose, just like you thought. So take some time and listen up, listen. I am the as the world pulls me in or puts me down. So take some time and listen up.
こんにちは、ニクさん。私はノニーと言います。ニクさんの HTC on Podcast の日本のリスナーです。
Right, and that was Fez and Lowlight. Great little track, man. I love that. And they're from Portsmouth. Now, once a week, every week, generally, if we can get our act together, Paul Lane comes along here, or we meet up in a pub somewhere and I record it, or as this week, we met up a couple of hours ago on Skype. And Paul is from unpluggedjukebox.com. It's a review site, and what happens is Paul reviews tracks, and he bought a few tracks. Well, he didn't bring a few tracks to me. He sent me a couple of tracks, and we did a little piece in it, and it goes a little something like this. So, Paul.
Hello, Nick.
Hello, mate. It's that time of the week again, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's nice to be here, and it's nice to be on time this week as well.
We are. I think we're going to be on schedule. I'm going to be putting this out later on. My daughter's here. Izzy's here. So we're going to have a bit of a giggle this afternoon and do a podcast. I've got to tidy the room up first.
It doesn't look that messy, mate.
It's dreadful.
You look a bit messy. I've got to say, you've got proper bed hair on the
go. I've got bed hair on the go. I've not been well.
Oh,
I'm not being worried. Well, people follow me on Twitter yesterday. I was not well at all when I went.
Were you telling the world on Twitter that you weren't well?
I tell the world everything on Twitter.
I know you do. Yeah.
People say,
I don't know why I bother ringing you or meeting you for a beer. I don't need to. You know, I know what's going on. You know.
Well, the thing is about, I mean, I love Twitter. I make no bones about it. People say, "Well, why are you tweet about?" I wouldn't tweet about stuff if people didn't take an interest. So, yeah. Like, when I was ill yesterday, people took an interest. They said, "Oh, why don't you try some..." I can't remember who it was. They said, "Why don't you try some..." It was Cowpunk Mum, I think. She said to me, "Why don't you try some flat lemonade?" I thought, "Oh, okay." So I tried some flat lemonade, and I was like, "Oh, okay, that's..." And that worked a treat. Mm. I don't know what it was. I had some bug. I'm getting over it now. I'm still a bit weak, but I just felt really weak, and I couldn't eat.
Cowpunk Mum, that sounds like a band.
It does, doesn't it?
That's a great name for a band.
She's quite a feisty American lady.
I kind of guessed that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why, but I didn't imagine some nice little housewife who makes beautiful homemade cakes for her family.
No.
She might do. I don't know.
She might do that as well.
Might do that as well.
Stripped to the waist. Sorry, did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did. But it was funny.
Have you had a good week?
Yeah, it's been a busy one. What have I been up to? I went to a gig on Wednesday night.
I went to
the Brook in Southampton and saw a blues band called King King. Dreadful name.
Well, I think you mentioned them actually.
Yeah, but bloody hell, they were great. There weren't many people there, but it was bloody brilliant. Really, really good. Yeah, it wasn't just straight ahead sort of 12-bar blues either. They kind of mixed it up a bit. It was quite funky in places and a bit sort of, yeah, really, really, really good. One song in particular called Broken Heel blew me away. Go and check it out on YouTube or something. It was absolutely brilliant.
Oh, right, okay.
But yeah, very much like them.
I did try and find them. I was at work on Friday. I did try to find them there, but King, when you Google them, it's like, yeah, okay.
It's a shit name. It's a stupid
really
name.
Really good name, yeah. King Never. We play King Never. Actually, I'll play King Never today. I'll play King Never after this this thing.
Why not? And why not? Yeah, very good. If you Google Alan Nimmo, that's the fella. He's the main man in King King.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, very good. What else have you been up to this week? Work. And yes, went out for drinks last night for my birthday.
Oh, of course. Really happy birthday, mate.
It's on Tuesday, mate. Thank you very much.
I know. I actually did know that.
Yeah.
But I know. You know when you know things, but then someone says something and you just go, oh, I must have got that bit wrong.
Yeah. Well, yes. So we went out for drinks last night down the pub that we recorded last week's podcast review.
Yeah.
The Cleveland
Bay. You like that little pub, don't you?
I love it. Yeah, it's a great pub. I love it. Well, it's nice. It's nice to have a nice local. You know, it's 10-minute walk from here. So...
Yeah, we've got pubs like that in it. I'm all right with pubs like that. I think they lack a bit of character for me.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, mate. Oh dear. Oh, look. Sorry, did I hit a nerve? Sorry.
No, mate. Not at all. I'm just trying to think of a good comeback, but I can't because I'm too hungover.
So, what did you think? We were talking earlier on because we generally have a chat about the week before's podcast.
Yeah.
And as you were talking, I just thought, actually, this would be quite good in the actual show. So what did you think? I've got the list up here.
Okay.
I've got the list. I'm looking at the...
I can get the list as well. I've got the list as well.
So, Clara Barker.
Clara Barker. I liked Clara Barker. I like that track.
Yeah.
Broken Valves. Didn't like that.
You didn't like that, did you? You mentioned...
Italian rock. They just sounded like they wore very tight leather trousers and they had very neatly straightened hair. And it was rubbish.
I can't like that.
It's good. No. Anya, Anya's great. Anya's great. By the Rivers, can't remember it, so it could have been that.
Run around.
Oh, that's the
you forgot that. That's a bloody.
That's the reggae.
I was whistling that yesterday.
That's the reggae tune. No, that was great. I really like that. Fantastic. Valis Accident Emergency. That was quite manic, wasn't it?
It was quite manic.
Was that the first track?
No, I'm not too sure. I'll tell you what it was. I'd been speaking to this guy on the web. I think I'd found him some. I think I'd made some comment to him somewhere on Twitter, and he'd sent me a couple of songs, and we'd sort of had a few emails backwards and forwards. And he's a nice guy. He's looking for gigs in Southampton. He's an electronic artist, and he was sort of, and so I pointed him towards Jurassic Mark.
Indeed, yes.
So I thought he might be up.
Deluga Kensky.
Yes, Mr. Deluga Kensky. Right up his alley, I thought.
Did you?
I did indeed.
You're thinking about Ben's alley, were you?
I was, well.
Dark and murky thoughts you got there going on.
I have. Because he sent me another track, and it was like a big gay disco anthem, but at half speed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Gay disco, come down.
Yeah, so like, if you're going to do this sort of music, I think it should be much faster. Like, really, really dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, like... And that's, and so he said, oh, I see what you mean. So he sent me the Accident Emergency, which is a faster track.
Cool.
And there was Matt Stevens' Burnout Car. It's just bloody brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, I like Matt. I need to kind of get some of his stuff, really, I think.
Get his album.
Yeah, I always enjoy what I hear of his, so and he's a lovely fella as well.
He's
so I really like that. Raquel Arura. That's the one that you thought was sent by me. It's not my bag.
It's not. No, it's not at all. I know who it is now. It's Bender Music.
Bender Music
sent me that. They're
Discos, Bender Music. It's all good.
Yeah.
Right.
Big Block
454 like that. Utterly Bonkers, really, really like that. I like that the first time you played it, which was a while ago.
Yeah.
Indigo Earth didn't do anything for me.
No! Oh, man alive. I love Indigo Earth. Bit what?
bit long and a bit, you know. A bit. Oh. So where's this going then? What's this about? Liz Longley.
It's a brilliant track. I've got some new tracks coming from them as well. They've been in the studio. And they've got some new tracks coming in the very near future, so I'll keep playing them with it because they're bloody brilliant. You don't know what you're talking about, Paul Lane.
I'm glad that my opinion, holds a lot of weight.
Well, no, your opinion does hold weight, but I mean, you know, that's the thing.
The fact of the matter is, I'm right. That's that. Let's not escape.
What about Liz Longley? You can't not Liz like unraveling.
Hang on, wait. Do you want my opinion or do you want to tell me my opinion? Liz Longley, very good. Yes, like that a lot. Very nice. Very nice lyrics. Lovely. Yeah, really nice. Really nice.
Actually,
nice
looking
voice.
Looking at it.
Nice stuff arrangement.
It's a very totty. It was a very totty heavy.
It was. Which is.
In you go, Liz.
Brings us nicely onto your song.
What was my song? I can't remember which one I did.
All I think about is you.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I actually played that last night. I haven't played that for a long time live, and I played it last night, and it worked really well.
You had a gig last night, didn't you?
I did have a gig last night. I wasn't well, but I turned up.
Weren't you?
I wasn't well, but I turned up. And do you know one of the main reasons I turned up?
Go on.
Because I was getting paid.
Yeah.
That's right.
There it is.
That's right. So if you're getting paid, and I tell you what, I gave it my all last night. So I can't remember where I'd read it or someone had said it, but it was, if you're going to do a gig with your own stuff, you've really got to give it your all. If you don't give it your all, you might as well not turn up. And I thought, do you know what? I think I'm guilty sometimes of not giving it everything. You just go and do it and you do your performance and stuff. But you really got to give it your all every time. And that's what I'm trying to do now. That's what I am doing. I'm aiming to do that every
gig. I need to give you a pep talk before each gig?
Yeah.
You know, like...
just give it your all. All you got to do is say, give it your all.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it makes a big difference. I had probably one of the best reactions last night. Paul, I had teenage girls screaming last night. Seriously.
Really?
I know.
Good Lord.
For good reasons.
Now only you got a bit of a swagger on today.
I have.
You know.
I have.
Yeah.
So, Paul, what are we talking about? Apart from all that.
I don't know.
We were now.
Probably not the only ones like asking that question. The shapes.
Sorry about that, everybody. All the shapes. No, it's all right. I'm doing things. Go on.
All the Shapes. That's who we're talking about. They're a five-piece band from Portsmouth. I got a lovely young man on the drums called Andy Farrar, who's a friend of mine. I used to work with Andy, and he's a great fellow. He was saying about this new project, All the Shapes. Said it was very kind of folky and it was kind of in the pipeline and all this. And then, yes, about a couple of weeks ago, the CD dropped through my letterbox. Four-track debut EP, self-titled, been released through a little independent label called Jelly Made Music. The four tracks really, really accomplished, really assured, very, very consistent, very, very like.
Are they all very like?
That's Hangover Talk. Yes. So, let me talk about the tracks one by one, shall I? It opens with a track called 3 Hours a Week, and it kicks off with this really sort of cool sort of bit, rat-a-tat sort of beat. It reminds me of a track by Andrew Foster, actually, called Fight Talk. And it's a proper, and it's not the only one of his ilk like this, but it's a proper sort of drinking song, this. Which is quite appropriate.
What do you mean by drinking song? Well, like a German sort of like...
You can imagine...
Or is it like Champagne Supernova?
No, not that sort of. No. It's kind of like... the two words sprung to mind... When I first heard it was ye and ha, basically. it was like that, you know. It was kind of Fleet Foxes influence is in there somewhere, but it's kind of, if the Fleet Foxes, it's a bit ballsier than a Fleet Foxes. It's like the Fleet Foxes drinking Stella.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it's like that, you know.
In the Cleveland
with me.
With you.
Kind of Fleet Foxes kind of levelers a bit as well, I think. Sort of influences, but yeah, the climax of the song's great. So he goes, you know, we got time and all this sort of stuff, and it's really uplifting, really just a big old sing-along, really soaring harmonies. It's a big, big pop song, I think. I really like it. I think people heard it, they would like it, you know. I think it would have quite a big appeal, you know. And I think the whole EP would, eh? Pick up the pieces. Strangely, the guy's vocals, I'm racking my brains trying to think who he sounds like. It's kind of like an early 90s grunge feel to his voice. Mm. It sounds like... I was trying to think, maybe it's Blind Melon. Do you remember them?
I do remember Blind Melon, yeah.
It sounds like him, I'm not sure. But it's another sort of uplifting, melodic song. It's, you know, they're a really tight, energetic band. You know, it's quite earthy, but it's very, very together, you know. And it kind of just focuses on the songs, which is what, you know. Sounds a silly thing to say, but
I know exactly what you mean.
You know, it's not trying to be too clever or, you know, we'll throw that in just for a second. It's just, there's the song, and they just build around it, and that's it. You know, it's very simplistic. It's kind of, the EP is very sort of folky kind of, there's a bit of rockabilly in there, I guess. It's still rustic and traditional, but it's kind of, it's folk without sort of descending into sort of chunky jumpered sentimentality.
Oh, you know? Good, I like that.
You know, the songs are very assured, they're very confident. I personally think All the Shapes, and this is something I'll probably look to pursue at some point, is I think they would work really well with Woven Bird. And, yes. Solo stuff, and maybe even Haunted Stereo, actually. So you know, that would be something quite exciting, I think. The Storm is kind of Nick Drake meets the Decemberists, I think. Kind of a nice storytelling lyrics, you know.
That's what someone said about me last night, actually. Nick Drake.
Huh?
I was compared to Nick Drake last night.
Did you just get your name wrong?
Yeah, like Nick Tanner.
Yes, indeed. Well, that's a compliment, isn't it, Nick Drake?
Yeah, but the weird thing about that is I never listened to Nick Drake, but I used to play with a guy called Paul Harris, I'm sure I've said this before, who influenced me a lot in my guitar playing and in my songwriting, and he used to listen to a lot of Nick Drake, so I'm influenced by Paul Harris, who was influenced by Nick Drake.
Right, right. The last song on it is... it's the Pogues, basically. The drinking song, it's called. This was that other drinking song that I was talking about.
So this isn't the one that's like a drinking song. This one is the drinking song.
This is the real deal, mate. This is, you can imagine a pub full of yokels singing along to this, you know. Sort of, it's great. It's great fun. It's very short and sharp. And it's very, you know, passionate and just fun. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing pretentious about it. It's very unassuming. It's just good fun. Overall, All the Shapes EP, very, very consistent. I like it. I think it will appeal to a lot of people. And I'm very, very excited about seeing them live. You know, I don't know where the next gigs are, but I believe they've got quite a bit coming up so that they're working towards and getting out there and playing. And I'd obviously like to perhaps sort of get them playing down here at some point, you know. So, yeah, really, really like them. I hope that, you know, I'd like to get, you know, their music to be heard by more people, and because I think they'll appeal and I think people will enjoy them. I think they've been good fun live as well.
They're
on Facebook and stuff, and you can go and check them out on jellymademusic.com. And that's the and there's some interesting things on there as well. There's some other sort of interesting bands and stuff, and you can buy the EP from there and stuff, so go and check it out. And I really like them, All the Shapes.
Alright, lovely, mate. Beautiful. Just to get back to something we spoke about last week, which was the Children of Mercy book.
Yes.
And the thing. Now, I've got an email from a guy called Ron Trembath. And he must be American because he's put his phone number on. People do that in America. Well, I find that when you get emails from people in America, they put their phone number down. You never get that in this country. Go, I'm not putting my phone number down. But anyway, he did. And he's asked me...
I do. I get emails with phone numbers all the time.
Do you? Oh, I don't.
It's just you, mate.
It's just me. They don't trust me.
Oh, that Nick, don't want that Nick Tanner ringing me.
But basically what he said is, could I mention the thing on the podcast? And I emailed him back saying, well, actually, last week, funnily enough, we did. And I went to your site to see if there was any mention of it on unplugthedjukebox.com, and there wasn't.
There is a mention of Children of Mercy on there, but I read that article a little while ago. And, yeah, man, busy week, mate.
So, all right, what I'm going to do
is... apologies.
That's all right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to paste the...
slap on my wrist.
I'm going to paste the sound review, the press review on this week's podcast notes. So if you go to the Is This Thing On podcast for this week, you'll see the thing about Children of Mercy book and CD compilation, because it features lots of people that we know. Well, it features Anya, and so that's good enough for me. And it's all to do with a project, a charity or something, which is very worthy.
Cystic fibrosis.
Thank you, Paul.
Jeez.
Oh, no, I know. Well, I might not have mentioned this, Paul, but I haven't been well.
Haven't you?
No.
Come your ear.
All right. Well, so, Paul, you're off for a curry tonight.
I'm off for a curry tonight, yeah. Yeah, down the Great Mogul restaurant in our beloved hometown of Eastleigh.
Indeed.
So it's your favourite restaurant, am I?
It is your... Do you always have the same thing when you go there?
I knew that. No, I don't. I always have something different.
Really? Are you working your way through the menu?
Same with Chinese. I always have something different.
Do you know what? I can't remember the last time I had a Chinese meal.
Really?
Really can't remember.
No, I like to have something. But tell you when I do have the same sort of thing, and my beloved wife will testify to this, is that when we go to a pub, and like if there's burger or pizza on the menu, I always have like burger or pizza or fish and chips.
Well, that's
pub food. I don't know. When I'm in a pub, when you're eating in a pub, you're usually either hungover or you're absolutely starving. So I just need some stodge, you know?
Yeah.
No, when I go for a curry or a Chinese or an Italian, I always try something different.
So what do you reckon you'll have tonight?
I've no idea.
Really? You haven't sorted out your taste buds yet?
No, I just fancy a curry.
We'll
go in there, get on the old Kingfisher and crack on. Looking forward to it. It's gonna be nice. Can I just say the All the Shapes review will be up on unplugthejukebox.com, and also on Unplug, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, we've got a SoundCloud page now with some free downloads, and we're gonna be updating it shortly. There's gonna be exclusive tracks, I'm gonna get them anywhere else, by These Fine Galleons and David Simnel. And also tracks by the new Dawn and the Forefather single.
All right.
I've Remembered Who I Am, which is lovely.
Well, I was thinking about them this morning, actually, because they're playing the Eastleigh Music Festival.
Yes, they are, which I've followed up. Until Dusk, we've sent me some stuff, and Soma High, and there's other great bands on that page as well. You can download.
I played Till Dusk last week.
You did. So you can download tracks for free by Wyvernbird, Anya, Broken Links. Amazing bands.
Yeah, they're getting very popular, those tracks. They're going like hotcakes.
Indeed.
I like my hotcakes.
Is that your next project?
Yes. Well, I think Izzy's over, so she'll probably do some baking.
How's the homebrew?
We've got another couple of weeks to go.
Is this thing ale?
It certainly is. Anyway, mate, that'll do.
It's been a pleasure.
I'll speak to you next week.
Hey, you take care, mate. See you later.
Ta-da.
Hello. I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
And if you want to find out more about what Paul was talking about, go to his website, which is called unplugthejukebox.com. I can't actually play, well, I could play King Never, but I only played them about 2 weeks ago. And for me, that's probably a bit too close. Anyway, this is something I haven't played for ages. This is a Russian band called Vega Ascension. This is a great track, honestly. Every time I listen to this track, once it kicks in the middle, when you really, really know it's Russian, like, there's no doubt this is a Russian track. I just love it.
This is Russian. Thank you. Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do you, dear?
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
See, I love it. When it gets in the middle of that Vega Ascension track, I'm like, I'm jumping, I'm punching the air, I'm having a great time, and I can't help it. It's brilliant. I love that track.
I thought you were talking about the jingle.
No, the jingle, yeah. The jingle's the jingle. But no, what track was it? Yeah, Vega Ascension.
The
what
Russian
was
it?
The Russian one. It's actually called Taiga, T-A-I-G-A, and that's Dimitri, I think. I can't remember your name. Oh, dreadful, isn't it? Anyway, that was Vega Ascension and Taiga, which is fantastic. And if you want to find out about the podcast, it's the thing on podcast.com, and all the links are there. Now, I mentioned earlier on when I was playing that Cantaloupe song, Chocolate, that I was going to mention a little bit about bands if bands want to submit tracks to the podcast, all they have to do is send me a couple of MP3s, like just a couple, not loads, not the whole album of CDs. No, a couple of MP3s on an email saying, this is us, this is our website, thanks very much, bye-bye. That's all I want. As long-time listeners will know, this isn't my career. I don't do this for a living. I do this once a week, generally. Or whenever Paul can do his other bits, his interview and stuff. I do that. And so I haven't got an awful lot of time. I don't sit there compiling my podcast for the whole week. People send me stuff. I listen to it. I think, oh, that's all right. I put it all together and chuck it out. I'm being syndicated on a couple of different websites, but which is great because it gets extra exposure for the tracks that I play. But it means what's good is I don't have to do anything. You know, they say, oh, couldn't we have this? And I go, yeah, have it. It's great. So what I find annoying is, I mean, I've actually got a web page on the website that has to submit your tracks to me, and I always direct people there to give them, because I'm sick of going, what you've got to do is blah, blah, blah. I've even got things in English, French, German. I've even got it in bloody Farsi, if you want audio, you know, of how to do a track. And this is out to all the there's a lot of little indie record companies and a couple of little marketing companies and promotions agencies that send me stuff, and I'm quite happy to play it because they're pushing independent people. It's not big record companies. I mean, big record companies don't really deal with big people like me, although you know, they just don't. So I mean, we're both sort of like, I don't know if we're doing each other favours. It's not really down to that. But the attitude sometimes of some people, when you sort of say, look, they said, oh, go to this site, go and download this track. You go onto this track, this site, download the track, and you play it, and then you do this and you do that. It's like, oh, I can't be bothered to do that. I'm sorry, can't be bothered. Radio, if you sent it off to a radio station, they'd say, do what? You know, they just don't do things like that. Now, Chocolate's label didn't do that, or whoever sent me their stuff, but they sent me lots of information about the band, and it's all in that kind of like marketing speak, which is all great. I don't, you know, if people send it, if it comes with an MP3, I can kind of ignore it and not bother with it. It doesn't annoy me. It's when I get a huge big bloody paragraphs and paragraphs of stuff about how bloody great their band is, blah, 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 and they don't send me an MP3. Because as soon as I see an email from a company like that, I think, where's the MP3? All I'm interested in is the music. I'm not going to play the music because you've played with somebody, yeah, or you've supported somebody, or you've got some great tagline. You know, you can put that in, that's fine. But the chocolate one, grammatically, it doesn't really scan very well. Guys, go back to the drawing board, have a look, send it through some sort of grammar check or something, because a lot of the stuff that you've written, it's all really good and, you know, fresh and blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. But grammatically, a lot of it doesn't work. Now, for me, I don't care about shit like that, because all I'm interested in is playing the music. If the music's good, I'll play it. I've played stuff that people have recorded on their phone, like stuff that's been recorded really, really cheaply. The music's the important thing to me. If I like the track, I'll play it. No matter how many times you email me and go, have you played that track? Have you played that track yet? It's not going to make me play it. There's an example of that later on. I'm going to play a track by somebody, and whoever was plugging them kept messaging me all the time, have you listened to the track? Have you listened? I said, I didn't really like it that much. It was kind of okay, but, you know. But anyway, I'm going to play that track later on. But the fact that the person kept having a go at me, almost, I felt like they were having a go at me. I was thinking, well, I'm not going to play it. Why should I play it? Because you're having a go at me. Do you know what I think? Fuck them. That's what I think. Do you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to play Marvin B. Naylor. This is a bloody great track. This is Boy Became a Man. It's Marvin B. Naylor. Let's all calm down, shall we?
Then I'd be a soldier. I wish that I was older, 'cause then I'd be a man. And I'd look after mama, my son would call me papa. I wish that I was older, 'cause then I'd be a man. I can fight the big fight, and I can fight the small fight. There'll never be a war that is too big or is too small. There's big and small and roomy, it helps to be not choosy. It's uncomfortable and gloomy, but with views across the land. Supermarket trolleys. Some folks paint a picture to hang on supermarket walls. I could have been a soldier if I'd been dumb or bolder. I could have made a name in any war. But I look after mama. My son still calls me Papa. I never made a soldier, but boy became a man. Oh,
Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
That was brilliant. How brilliant was that? That was Marvin B. Naylor and Boy Become a Man. I edit Marvin's website, his blog. So go. So if you want to go and find out more about him, there'll be a link on that website that Posh Birds just mentioned. But also you can go to diaryofabusker.com and there's some bloody brilliant stuff on that. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I bought myself a new CD burner and DVD drive burner thing, because the one inside my computer had broken, and so I couldn't play CDs on it. And so I didn't miss it an awful lot, but I thought I really should get one because I like things that work. And so I bought this. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, the reason I'm telling you this is that we also, as Paul Lane explained earlier on, as I've mentioned in the Unplug the Jukebox thing earlier on, I was going to tidy my room up. And so me and Izzy, who's at the moment is dressed... What are you wearing, Izzy? She's wearing a onesie. And a onesie, basically, is a rabbit's... I'm a vampire stripper. What's that there? By day, I'm going to... Oh, this magazine's doing my head in. Let me put it over there. It's just offending me.
It's basically a giant baby grow.
It's a giant baby grow, and it's...
But it's a rabbit one, so it's got ears and a tail and attached feet. Really comfy.
It's getting me. Anyway, I digress. So... Tidying up, found a CD by Cal Owen. And I thought, oh, Cal Owen, now didn't we do... I think we did an Unplug the Jukebox on Cal Owen. But he sent me a CD anyway, so what did I do? What did I do, boys and girls? I played it, and I thought, oh, that's a bit, some good tracks on this. And so I'm going to play one, so I ripped it off the CD, and I'm going to play it for you now. This is Cal Owen. I think he's fairly local. I think he's in Hampshire. He might be one of these Portsmouth's a bit of a hotbed for musical talent. I'd hope to play more people from Southampton, but you know what? The bastards don't send me any tracks. So, once again, I shall say this self-same expression, fuck 'em. This is Cal Owen. This is genius. It's bloody brilliant.
They jump at me while in my bed. Sometimes they ambush me, invade my head. Sometimes they lie to me, pretend I said I better note it down before it's dead. They ambush me, vape my head. Sometimes they lie to me, pretend I said I better note it down before it's dead.
This is Salmi Dahlstrom, and you're listening to Nick's Tan. Nick, fuck, I'm going to do it again. That's the one he's going to use.
Yep, she's right. That was Cal Owen and Genius. What a great little track. I tell you, it reminded me a little bit of Sand River. You know Sand River? I play them quite a lot. Yeah, very, very nice. Lovely track. Right, I did say I don't get any tracks from Southampton. I got a track here from Broken Links. Now, myself and Paul from Unplug the Jukebox, we've spoken of Broken Links before. They're brilliant. They're from Eastleigh, which is where I'm sitting at the moment. I'm sitting in Eastleigh. And Mr. Lawrence, hopefully we will speak to him soon. Maybe he'll crop up on the 100th podcast, which I'll tell you a little bit about next week. But anyway, this is Broken Links, and this is a great tune. This is called The Fine Line Between Choice and Decay. It's quite deep.
I'm not afraid to
Listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. What a great track. I told you it was a bit deep. Bloody brilliant. Love that track. That was Broken Links and The Fine Line Between Choice and Decay, which I think is the name of their album. I'm pretty sure it is. One day we'll find the rest of that interview. We did an interview, me and Paul. Mark Lawrence from Broken Links came over and we did an interview, like an Unplugged the Jukebox special. Then we did an extra half an hour of just chatting with Mark, which was really good, really funny. We had a good, we sorted a few things out. We put the world to rights, and do you know what I did? I lost the bloody audio. And so, yeah, well, we can't get those things back, you know? Or maybe we can. Maybe I'll find it one day on one of the drives or whatever. Anyway, the next track I'm going to play is by Clockwise. And yes, Jason, this is Clockwise. I'm finally playing the track that you nagged me about and told me how brilliant it was and how everybody else is playing it and that I was wrong not to... Well, she didn't say I was wrong not to play it. But yeah, all right. So this is Clockwise. You are a star. You decide, everybody. Is this a good track?
What's it gonna be? Will you do what is right? Now that you can see, there's just no end in sight. It's so impossible to say, and it's so impossible to do. But when I hear you say that you are gonna stay there, I know you always will, and I will be waiting here still. Cause you
stick around, cause when I said I love you, you know I always will, and I will be waiting here still. Travel far, but you don't know just who you are, and it's impossible this far, it's impossible this far. And when I walk into the rain, I wonder time and time again, what would life be like if you would only stay here? And not against your will, then my whole life is fulfilled. Cause you are a star, and you've traveled far. Impossible is far, it's impossible is far, it's impossible is far, and it's impossible this far.
Yeah, all right, it's not a bad track, is it? It's all right, it's okay. All right, it's a good track. I don't play bad tracks on my podcast, thank you very much indeed, but I'll play it when I'm good and bloody ready. Right, last week I mentioned about the pod crawl which happened in London, and I said I'll talk about this later on. And you know what? I forgot, because I didn't talk about it. I do that a lot in the podcast. If you've just joined the podcast, well, we're over an hour in. Where have you been? But if you've never listened before, it's not scripted. It used to be scripted, but it's not. I just load up tracks and I just talk over them. That's right. And I often mention things at the beginning that I say I'm going to do. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I go off on a tangent, sometimes I don't. Whatever. I don't know. It just I never know what I'm going to do. I never know what tracks I'm going to play until I sit down to do it, because I do other things. I'm an artist myself, I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter, I'm a performer of tunes and comical things. Actually, yeah, I can play that track next week, couldn't I? I could do that.
I don't know why you're looking at me like I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I know, you never know what I'm talking about. Does anybody know? Anyway, podcast. What did I do? What's what I'm talking about? Podcrawl,
yeah,
that's right.
Scripture.
No. Podcrawl, which I was going to talk about last week, which happened week before... It did happen last week, I think, yeah. Podcasters, people from Budcast, Roe Cutler, from Dark Compass. Yeah, I know you're sitting there, Roe, going, Dark Compass, you daft bastard. Yes, came along, and Pete Clitheroe and other people were there. See, I'm no good with names. That's probably why I didn't mention it. There were lots of people there at the pod crawl, basically podcasters, mostly from the Association of Music Podcasters, AMP, came along, and we all got drunk.
AMP,
that's right. AMP, very good. All that schooling didn't go to waste, did it? We all came together and walked around London, basically getting drunk in various different pubs. It was all very nice to meet people. It's always nice. Have you done one of these things where you meet people that you've never met before but you've met on the web? If you have, send me an email or some sort of such nonsense, and I might read it out. I might forget. Who knows? So anyway, being a singer and a songwriter and all that malarkey, I took my guitar along, and I thought, well, I'll take it along. You never know. I'm in London. Got a few CDs to sell, got a few flyers on me to put out, I'll do a song. And so, as is tradition with the podcast, as I said, if you're listening to the first time, because I'm aware that people could be listening on tracks, or if you're listening on, what's that other website? UK Radio. I'm sorry, you had to listen to a repeat last week because the podcast was late. because I had things to do. Hopefully that won't happen again. We're nice and early this week, so you're getting a fresh one this week. So there's a few people that get, there's a few syndications that this podcast is something. Do I know what I'm talking about? Anyway,
I don't.
You don't. Right. So every podcast, I play one of my tracks at the end. This podcast is no exception. This is a track that isn't available anywhere yet because I haven't properly recorded it. It's brand new. This is recorded in a pub somewhere in Soho in London last Sunday, and I think it might be Justin Wayne, he recorded it and he sent it to me, and yes, here it is. It's a brand new song. It's called Kind of Going Around My Head. It'll be the last song you hear today. After that, lots of funny jingles. Anyway, I'll speak to you next week. Bye. You gonna say bye?
Bye.
I look back to when we met. There's not one thing that I'd regret. It seems back then that all my dreams came true. Who'd have thought that a tempest thing between us two would last and carry on? Just getting strong, and I'm talking from the bottom of my heart. I see your face, and that special place is going around my head. Across the street, and you're not there. I never thought I could ever feel like this. We're all those cliches that you've heard, like turtle doves and mocking birds. It sounds so lame, but I see it just the same. Cause I'm talking from the bottom of my heart.
Twitter.com.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good. This is The Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?